one of my favorite songs. All right, take me out to the ball game. I've got somebody with me this morning, boy, I have a lot of respect for, and he really brought baseball to town. There were people that didn't think it would happen. Well, it's been nothing but a sellout after a sellout after a sellout. Tim Restall is with me this morning, the president of Yard Goats Baseball, and we're going to talk about that, but we're also going to find out just what we're going to be doing with the stadium. Tim, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Thanks for having me on this morning.
No, it's great to have you here. I've got time, and I will never forget, never, ever forget when you were deciding to bring baseball into Hartford. And I used to sit here at this radio station, and I used to get calls, people are never going to go to Hartford for baseball, they'll never do this, they'll never do that. That went on and on and on. You came in, and the rest has been what? The rest has been sellout, 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 sellout.
Absolutely. You know, the thing about us in Connecticut, we're very passionate about sports, and when a change happens, we're very passionate about it, and no one's comfortable with change. But once we were here and we were established and people saw what Dunkin' Donuts Park can do and what, you know, the team is doing in the community and our community programs and our all, the way we work with organizations, they've been passionate about supporting the team, and we really saw that this year at the Argos games. We had 47 sellouts out of 68 games that we had this year. We drew over 408,000 fans for just Yard Goats games. That doesn't include UConn baseball, University of Hartford baseball, the 15 high school baseball games. So really, the fans have really embraced the team and enjoy the ballpark and are coming down to downtown Hartford to have a great time.
Well, Tim, this is what you've done. This is something that some of us knew would happen, but there were an awful lot of people that they didn't think so, but they certainly have had their minds change. Number one, the thing that fascinated me was the design of the park. It just made you feel like you were right at home.
Yeah, it has that feeling to it. And really, a lot of people that you still enter Dunkin' Donuts Park for the first time, they say it feels like a major league park just on a minor league scale. And with the right field area and the wide concourse and all the different food options through the ballpark and the Travelers Fun Zone and, you know, all the, you know, we have Bears Barbecue and we have all these, you know, food options in the ballpark. Really, people just have a great time. They watch the game. You get close to the action. It's a real intimate ballpark, and the fans love it. So
now, Tim? With the rest of the season, because you've really made this, you have made this into something that just lives on and on, different seasons of the year.
Yeah. Besides the, you know, we have a lot of, you know, private parties go on, holiday parties, charity fundraisers that we utilize the YG Club on the suite level. We have a couple fun events coming up, and the idea is just to do more things at the ballpark. So in the middle of September, I think it's September 18th, we're doing a movie night at the ballpark for free. Fans can come out and watch a game on the 40-foot by 80-foot video board, which is always fun. And then a new program that we're doing is we're turning Dunkin' Donuts Park into a 9-hole par 3 golf course.
Really?
Calling it Links at the Yard, where fans will be able to book tee times, come out, play in a foursome, and, you know, shoot from all the upper levels at Dunkin' Donuts Park towards targets on the field. So, you know, it's a 5-point system. If you get a hole in one, you get 1 point. If you hit the stands, you get 5 points. But really has a great feel to be able to, you know, hit golf balls with, you know, a pitching wedge at a ballpark in downtown Hartford. So that's one of our big programs that we're doing right now.
Now, Tim, another thing, too, and I know that you have planned on this, there will be an addition eventually. I know there were some problems and so on and so forth in the beginning, but are we coming along on that?
Oh, with all the development, I know the city is working on that. There's been they're working with a developer in the area with looking at, you know, redeveloping that area, and I believe there were some things that were released this week. So it is moving forward, which is, we always knew the ballpark would be the spark, and once the ballpark was done, they would pave the way for a developer to come in and finish those lots so that it just adds the atmosphere in downtown Hartford and all the benefits that will come with it.
Again, somebody asked me, this was, maybe 3-4 weeks ago, about forming a team. Okay, now here you were. You brought a team to Hartford. How do you get a team together and then get it to the point where it's sellout after sellout? What are the magic things that you have to do?
Well, you know, we're in the really, when you break down our business, and as president of the team, I have nothing to do with the baseball, but I have all the things to do with the fun side. And we have a great staff. And when you look at, you know, we're all people, you need to be a people person in this business. So we have the best staff in minor league baseball that is, you know, so focused on the guest experience at the ballpark and making it the best that it can be. And that's the part, is that if people will come into the ballpark one time just to experience it, but because of that experience, they'll come back time and time again. And so, you know, from our general manager, Mike Abramson, down to our usher or ticket taker, which we call, you know, our goat squad members, or our, you know, goat attendants, goat herders. It's all about the people that make that ballpark great, and that's one of the things that we've been able to do well, and the fans have come out and enjoyed it.
Well, there's no question, Tim. It's become a big part of Hartford, and you know, some of the other. I'm a big Hartford supporter. I always have been, and I know we've had our problems, but we're going to lick them. And again, there are young couples that are moving into Hartford now that want to be part of Hartford. And I just think that all of this is going to make the flow much easier and more people much more interested.
You know, someone came up to me on one of the last games and said, you know, there's not a lot of things to be proud of, you know, these days. And they said, we're proud to be Argos fans. We're proud of what Dunkin' Donuts Park is doing. And really, I think, you know, looking at, you know, where this, our, you know, brand has, you know, come from when we announced we were the Yard Goats and people absolutely hated it, to now, you know, people can't get enough merchandise and they represent the brand and they wear it all over the, you know, all the world, and we're getting pictures sent from the Great Wall of China with the Yard Goats hat on. And really, it's, I think it's taking the Connecticut brand and the Hartford brand and putting it on a new stage, which is great to see.
Well, again, it's going to be interesting, but boy, you are part of Hartford. Don't leave anywhere.
No. We're all in. We're excited. You know, we had our retreat yesterday to start planning about 2019. It's hard to think that, you know, opening day is like 218 days away. So, you know, it'll be exciting off season. The golf event the other events that we're doing, and the golf event will be great. But you know what? It'll be opening day soon at Dunkin' Donuts Park, and it'll be a great day.
You know, again, to Tim, it is one time when you go there and you forget there's a ball game. I had somebody call me up and said, "What did you tell me there was a ball game for?" And I said, "Well, I made a mistake." He says, "Yeah, you did, but I went anyway."
Well, yeah, I think we came, and I'm pretty sure we came in third place this year in our division. So the baseball is there, and it's great quality baseball. And we're affiliated with the Colorado Rockies, which might mean nothing to you if you're a Red Sox fan, a Mets fan, a Yankees fan. But we play those affiliates that come through here. So you see future major leaguers coming through Hartford. And, you know, that shows the quality of baseball that we have. So, you know, whether you're, you know, on Monday you're in Hartford watching the Portland Sea Dogs, which is the Red Sox affiliate, and then on Friday you see that player playing up in Boston, that's the quality of baseball that you're seeing at the ballpark.
You know, also I'm talking with Tim Restall, who is the president of the Yard Goats and really makes this happen. One of the things that you notice all the time is that it has brought families together. I notice that. I notice that the mother's there, the father, the kids. I mean, there's a lot of that. And that's got to say something. That's got to say something for our area now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a season ticket couple that have a family, and I was talking to them this year, and they said, this is our family vacation. We have season tickets, and instead of renting a house for a week, we buy season tickets all summer long, and that's our family time. And, you know, it's part that we get so busy with so many things going on that when you put it on your schedule and you're committed to it, you make time for that. And that, you know, these are memories that they'll have the rest of your life, whether they catch a foul ball or they see a future prospect come through or they just, you know, enjoy each other's company. That's what the ballpark's great for doing.
Well, I'm going to leave you with this. In my home in the kitchen right now, it's been there from the very beginning, never been used, is one of your baseballs. Right there in the kitchen.
Excellent. Well, let's get it onto the field next year.
Okay.
Right? That's a promise. And, you know, thank you for you being a big supporter of ours, Brad.
Well, thank you for being here. And we'll see you soon. God bless.
All right. Take care.
You bet. I'll tell you, he is just tremendous. He's so positive. So positive. I'll never forget when I first met him. And just so positive because there were so many people who were just the opposite. And look, you couldn't blame them. You couldn't blame them. They didn't know what to expect. But, boy, I'll tell you, it certainly turned around, and it has helped Hartford. There's no question about that, too. 23. 23-